This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Let's jump straight into our last story. Today, we are talking about the e-wallets adoption incentives. Do you prefer with paying with e-wallets or cash? You've got 12 minutes left to partake in our poll on Instagram and on Twitter. But, you know, talking about e-wallets adoption, cashless adoption in Singapore.
This is what's happened. But I just want to link this story with Daniel's comment, how to pay e-wallets for durian or petai on the roadside, which is why this is what Singapore is doing, right? So, by the end of June, they are recruiting 1,000 ambassadors to help stallholders and seniors go online, right? So, and this is amazing. So, you know, these are the people who have the most challenging time to adopt this kind of thing. So, so there are 112 hawker centres and wet markets. That's what they're going to go out to do. They're a combination of full-timers and part-timers. So, and this is... So they have this thing called the SG QR code, which is compatible with payment schemes such as GrabPay, PayNow, and FavePay out in Singapore. And the idea is to engage 18,000 stallholders to help them get on board the e-payment. And also a monthly bonus, just trust Singapore, monthly bonus of $300 will be offered over 5 months to stallholders if they adopt this.
Wow.
Right? So, I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, why not? You know, and of course, things have been tough for the last couple of months with them as well. So, So a lot of us, I guess, like when we talk about working people to work, to learn and socialize, we have learned to adopt them, right? But not the stallholders and senior people. So 1,000 people and their target, and they're hoping to raise the number of people getting educated. Their previous target was 10,000. Their current target now is 100,000 seniors by March next year.
So they're hiring 1,000 people to...
to get seniors and stallholders to be equipped, right? And so with the seniors, their initial target was 10,000 before all of this happened. Right now, with this 1,000 people, they're hoping to convert 100,000 people to be, you know, digitally aware and
so they're like
skilled.
Digital ambassadors in a way.
Yeah.
And they're both like... full-time staff, volunteers, part-time.
And everything.
Wow.
So, yeah, but they're going out there helping the stallholders. I think that's our biggest challenge here out in Asia.
I think China did something similar a few years ago, helping to get people. It is the stallholders and the people at the side of the road that always struggle to adopt the most. But that's where a lot of the money was made in the, you know, the Chinese cities at the side of the street. You know, you wanted to buy all your little bits and pieces and your little bits and snacks. That's where all the money is coming from. And it made sense to get those people online and digitized as fast as possible.
Right.
If they can do it, then anybody can.
Just a comment here, which I thought was very interesting from 8957. He says that he or she still prefers credit card because better rewards and cash back. I forget to top up the e-wallet sometimes. It's try e-wallet places with bad cell phone reception. It's a nightmare.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, there are, like, you know, issues and stumbling blocks for a wider adoption, which is, in a way, you know, the report from BCG at the start of the show also kind of highlights, you know, there is still that urban focus because urban areas is basically the areas where you would probably have really good cell receptions. But then sometimes when you go a little bit outskirts or if you're, you know, at the side of, you know, certain areas, it tends to drop and then, you know, you got a bit of a difficulty going there. But it's interesting that, you know, it's going out and a little bit of hand-holding with the store owners to understand how it works and how you can go about doing it is actually what's needed to push that innovation further. Richard, we've got time for Instagram responses because there's been a few.
Yes, there has. One I didn't read earlier on, Like Falls in Love, has said, e-wallets are so finicky and not standardized. I don't want 28 e-wallets for 28 different stores. That's a good point. You know, that's something that we have had issue with. We've had another one that says, don't have to withdraw money. Carissa says, it's convenient, less loose change in the pocket. It's like comparing an ebook to a physical book. You need to see to believe its existence. And other people saying, it's essentially for the perks. The voting percentages not changed all that much. 74% for e-wallets, 26% for cash.
Such a vast difference, right, compared to what we have on Twitter.
Yeah, because on Twitter, you know, wrapping up our poll numbers, we've been asking you, with the incentives given for the e-wallet adoption, do you prefer paying with e-wallets or cash? Debit, credit, PayWave has taken the lead on this. 50% people are saying they prefer with debit, credit, PayWave. E-wallets at about 32% and cash at about 15%. So still a quarter of our, you know, respondents still prefer paying cash despite, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic and, you know, wanting to
Less than a quarter.
Less than a quarter, sorry. Yeah, less than a quarter, you know, still saying that they prefer cash and, you know, they would, you know, want to go out to the ATM and, you know,
Why?
I don't know. But thank you so much for all the feedback. There has been a lot. You know, that was our main story for today. Following that, we spoke about
Walmart and how they are making their whole place cashierless. Mm. Not just cashless, cashierless.
Cashierless. Mm. And we closed off with the story out in Singapore. By the end of this month, 1,000 digital ambassadors to be recruited to help stall holders and seniors go online. Mm.
Coming up later is the 1 o'clock Breakfast Grill replay. Now, if you missed any parts of today's conversations and today's show, you can download the podcast available on the BFM website or the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandu. On behalf of Frida Liu and Richard Bradbury, we will join you tomorrow, where we'll be talking about World Refugee Day, and we'll be highlighting some of the social enterprises that are doing great work with the refugees in and around Malaysia. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.